James chapter 3. Before I get into my message, to me, the most awesome TV show just ended. 24. Man, I can't wait for the movie to come out. I love Jack Bauer, man. Kick the door down in your face. Whatever it takes to get the job done. You and I know it's all fantasy, but man, I couldn't believe it's over. James chapter 3. Now I gotta find me something else to watch on television. James chapter 3 in verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about heavenly versus earthly wisdom. And there's a lot in here. Although the verses are very short, there is so much to look at. You and I know that in the Old Testament, in Proverbs, we're encouraged to seek out wisdom. You can write these references down. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, and Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 to 9. Proverbs 3, 13 to 18, and Proverbs 4, 7 to 9. You and I are called to seek out wisdom, to search for it, to go after it. It doesn't just happen. You're not just going to wake up one morning and all of a sudden you're a white person. You're not going to get a ring on your doorbell and UPS delivers a wisdom package. It doesn't work that way. The Bible says we got to seek it. We got to go after it. The wisest man that ever lived, his name was Solomon. Back at one point in his life, very early, God looked at him and said, ask me for anything you want. If God had asked you that question, what would you have asked for? He could have said, you know, God, hey, give me a lot of money. Help me through this situation. Give me lots of kids. Give me lots of possessions. Give me this, give me that. He didn't ask for any of that. He asked for wisdom. And God said, you know what, I'm going to give you so much wisdom in abundance that there will be nobody else like you. He gave him so much wisdom. The Bible tells us that people would travel from far to listen to Solomon's wisdom. Remember back then, there was no such thing as a computer. No internet. This guy knew it all. This guy was an expert in every subject. If you want to seek advice about medicine, you go to doctors. If you want to learn about psychology, you go to psychologists. This guy knew it all. And people will come and listen to him. And God says, we need to seek it out. We need to go after it. I dare say, in our time, what are you praying for? Is it, God, help me to do this? God, help me overcome this? Help me do this? Help me. Is that all you're praying for? And then you wonder why things are not different? Why don't you ask God for wisdom? Can I get an amen? Amen? You haven't tried that so far. Why don't you give it a shot? And you watch what happens. As a matter of fact, he's already told us to do that in chapter 1. He says you're in trouble, pray for wisdom. And God will help you endure. God will help you persevere. Amen? Amen. But here he's talking about heavenly versus earthly wisdom. In the New Testament, The wise are depicted as those who follow God's teachings and who do God's will. And right here, James breaks it down for us. He says, you know what? There are two kinds of wisdom. And he contrasts both of them. Let's talk about their origin. I want to talk about two things this morning. Their origin and their nature. Let's talk about their origin. Earthly wisdom. He says here, in verse 15, talking about earthly wisdom does not come from heaven, but it's earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. I don't know about you. First of all, the language in James is very strong. But he goes out there and says it. Says it's unspiritual. Amen? Worldly wisdom, earthly wisdom is according to the standards of this world. The Bible says it's unspiritual. It's the kind of, you know, wisdom that says, you know, do it if it feels right. Besides, you're not hurting anybody. It's okay. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, you can write the reference down. Again, Paul talks about such wisdom is foolishness to God. It is sensual. It appeals to the senses, to the emotions, to worldly passions. As a matter of fact, it says here, it is of the devil. It's demonic. I mean, think about it. When people want answers to questions in their lives, what do they do first? They turn to the internet. Instead of turning to God. And let me tell you something. Christians are not immune to this. The first thing we do is, you know, let me Google this thing. And then you see all these articles or all these whatever it is that people have written on a certain subject, and you read that first. And all of a sudden, you know what? Hey, here's what I think needs to be done on this issue. You got it backwards. You ought to go to this first. Why? Because of the origin. Amen. Earthly wisdom is demonic. It is of this world. I'm sorry, Dr. Phil does not have the answers. Oprah does not have the answers. God does. You see, in the West, especially in America, we got it backwards. It's totally messed up. I mean, people sometimes look at me and look at me like I'm crazy. Let me explain to you what I mean. You got a parent, mom and dad, and God has given you offspring. Okay? God has given you the ability to have these kids. And now you have these kids. Amen? Who is the boss in that house? According to the Bible, according to my Bible, who is the leader of that household? Is the man, is the husband. The man ought to step up and provide the leadership that that family desires. Are you listening to me? And we can't apologize for that. At that point, it's not a level playing field. I'm not saying, man, you shouldn't listen to your wives. If you're wise, you will listen to your wives and seek advice. And not be a dictator. You know what? Hey, I'm the boss because I said so. Just do it. It shouldn't work that way. Okay? That's foolish. But you're still the boss, nonetheless, to use a worldly term. You got kids? You tell them to go do something? They roll their eyes at you? Oh, the third world was going to break out in my house. You are not going to do that under my roof. That is not happening. It is not an African thing. It is a Bible thing. Excuse me? Why? Because I am operating on this standard. And you better believe my kids know it. You see, your kids know if the Bible is really your standard. That's the issue. They know. And if this is what you're operating by, let me tell you something. They are not going to violate this.
Because I grew up too. And I can still remember when that evil spirit in me, as a young person, my mother said something and I said something back. I still remember the whooping I got till today. I still remember the consequences. And you better believe, after that, I didn't do it. I didn't try. I tried. One time is enough. I learned my lesson. I know who's the boss around here. My father was not around. My parents went their separate ways when I was growing up. But in that house, I knew who the boss was. You see, a lot of times we listen to TV shows, we're looking for answers for marriage, you know, for raising kids, and you're listening to what the world is telling you. You know, even on TV today, you will hear people say, well, you know, you don't spank the child, you know, this. Excuse me? There's a difference between discipline and abuse. You know, I remember, I'm not even sure which one of our girls it was. It was about they were 2 years old. And we're having a discipling time with very good friends of ours, the 12 of us. And Sarah is in the other room talking to one of my girls. They had done something wrong. And Sarah is there talking to her. And afterwards, Amber G walks in and goes, what are you doing? She goes, I'm talking to my daughter. She said, you're trying to reason with a two-year-old? That kid needs to be spanked. And Sarah was like, you know what? I wasn't spanked growing up and all that. I don't know how to do it. Said, Richard knows how to do it. Again, I use that as an example. Whose wisdom are you following? The world's or God's? Because earthly wisdom, the Bible says, is of the devil. It's demonic. You think, oh no, I'm doing these kids a favor. I'm not going to discipline them. I'm just going to let them do whatever it is they want. Let me tell you something. They're going to have major problems in life. I promise you, you will go visit them in jail someday. Because they're going to grow up. They're not going to respect authority. They're going to think they can do anything they want. And when they get out to life, life is going to whip up on them. And I promise you, they're going to get in trouble. And you will cry. You will cry many, many tears. God has given you a responsibility as a parent. Amen? I'm not talking about being mean. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about disciplining our kids in anger. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about where we follow the scriptures. Amen? That's the origin. That's the origin. You know, sometimes I hear brothers, you know, say, well, Richard, it's because you have no sons. Let me tell you something. If I had a son, it would be any different. Yeah, you may be a male, but I am the king in this castle. Amen. It is that simple. What's he going to do? Stand up to me and try and hit me? Oh boy. He wouldn't dare. He wouldn't dare. Because I will put him out instantly. Where's he going to go? Where's he going to go? If you're going to be disrespectful to me under my roof, you can go live somewhere else. I'm not going to take that. You see, again, I'm not saying this is indicative of anybody in this room. I'm just telling you what happens generally. Because I see it and I hear it. We got to play the role God has called us to play. Amen? Kids are commanded by God to honor their father and their mother. In the Old Testament, if they didn't do that, they killed them. Go study it out. It's in the book. Now, praise God, we're no longer under the Old Covenant. You talk back at your mom, you disrespect them, but take them out and stone them, the Bible says. Honor your father and mother is so huge. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Again, I use that as an example. You see, all this earthly wisdom is demonic. Heavenly wisdom, on the other hand, the Bible says, comes from God. Since we know the origin and the source of something, it ought to encourage us to make the right choice. Amen? I encourage you. Whatever issue you got going on in your life, don't go to the computer first. Go to this. Study this out. What does the Bible have to say on this subject? Let this be your guide. I'm not saying that everything out on the internet is wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying, though, we got to start at the right place. Amen? Amen, church?
Amen.
We got to start at the right place. I mean, it's amazing how, I mean, you look at marriage. It's terrible. It really is. You know, the Bible is very clear about how to go about this thing. It's not rocket science. God says, you know what? You love somebody. You want to spend the rest of your life together. There's a way to do it. But what does the world say? Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. Don't go get married. Because if you get divorced, that person is going to take half of what you've got. That's the reason why a lot of people don't get married. Because they're afraid that when things go sour, they don't lose half their wealth. That's the reason why people have what is called a prenup. I mean, can you imagine a relationship? You're starting out with somebody. You know what? If this thing doesn't work out, you need to sign that. You know, all you're going to get is $2 million. You've already started on the wrong foot. It's earthly wisdom. It may sound nice, but if my attitude is, you know what, I'm going into this thing and there's no getting out. We're not signing anything. The only thing we're signing is the marriage license. There's no back door anywhere. Whatever it is, we're going to work it out. If that is your attitude, that marriage will last. It's very sad when you see all these quote-unquote celebrities or, you know, just ordinary people are going through this. The only reason you don't hear about them is because, you know, they don't have that much money. But if you ask your kids, they will tell you, oh, my so-and-so's friend, they're getting a divorce. This one, they're getting a divorce. This one, they're getting a divorce. It's happening every day. It is sad. Why? Because people are not living according to this. It's not that complicated. Man did not come up with the idea of marriage. It was God's idea. It's amazing to me that people want to get married. They don't even take the time to go study this stuff out first and understand what they're getting themselves into. And I just think, oh, marriage is just this. Oh, honey, I love you. Oh, you're so beautiful. That's called a honeymoon period. That can only take you so far. Because in a marriage relationship, you're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything's coming out. Are you still going to love that woman? Are you still going to love that man when the ugly comes out? And continue to love him and be able to forgive very quickly. It's amazing today. You see these guys on TV. Oh, how long have you been married? 20 years. Wow! Incredible! Because you're not expected to be married that long. It should be, how long have you been married? 30 years? Keep. Oh, that's nothing. You need to get to 50. It shouldn't be the other way around. Amen? Earthly wisdom versus heavenly wisdom. How do you solve problems in your life? Where do you go first? Where do you go? Where do you go? Do you go to the scriptures or do you go to the world? Something you've learned that is not even biblical, that is unspiritual, the Bible says. Is that where you're getting your answers from? And then you wonder, how come things turn out the way they do? You know, the Bible also says, a man reaps what he sows, amen? If you're using earthly wisdom, I promise you, you're going to get earthly answers. And it may work for a while. It may work today, but it's not going to last. My Bible says the man or the woman who does the will of God will live forever. Amen? You see, that's the difference between the origins. Earthly wisdom comes from, is of the devil. It's demonic.
I don't know about you. I ain't following anything the devil is doing. I did it for 23 years without realizing it. I became a disciple of Jesus, decided to give it all up at 24. I'm almost 48. I haven't looked back ever since. If I can go back and change anything, it will only be to be like some of these kids, where I would have become a disciple when I was a teenager. And even now when I look back, I have to thank God for saving me from a lot of stuff. I could have totally shipwrecked my life. Totally. But God rescued me. God has rescued you. Are we living according to the word of God? Is this where our wisdom comes from? Or are we just following the things of the world? You know, Steve brought this up also in his class with the men on Thursday night. It's amazing. The people right now that are making a lot of money are people that are writing all kinds of self-help books. You want to make money right now? Go write a book on something. That in terms of self-improvement, I promise you, it's going to be a bestseller. Even if you don't know Jack. Why? Because people are looking for answers. People are looking, oh, how to make money? How to, some of them advertise. You know, they take on a 30-minute slot on TV, and they're, you know, peddling their book or something. How to become a millionaire in 5 years. First of all, you're dumb enough to realize that, you know, first of all, you buying that stuff, first of all, that's how he's making his money. And you think, oh yeah, let me buy this, let me get involved in this. This guy, how's it going to turn out? It's a money-making business. Why? Because the Bible tells us the contrary. The Bible says, be content with what you have. Do not wear yourselves out to get rich. People who want to get rich are going to fall into all kinds of trouble in this world. It's so plain and simple. No. Mm-mm. Everybody wants to have money like Michael Jackson or something. And they're going after it. It's sad. There's nothing wrong with money per se. It's the love of money that the Bible talks about. Let me just be honest. A lot of us in here, we've gotten very earthly and very worldly. And I'm not talking about the size of your TV. That's nothing. Is there something wrong having a flat screen TV? No. We all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 7 days in a week. How much of that time is spent about the things of God? That's my issue. Because where your heart is, there your treasure will be. Or is it the other way around? I can't remember. Amen? Earthly wisdom is demonic, is of the devil. Now let's talk about the nature. In verses 14 and 16, it says, but if you have a bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Verse 16. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. You see, earthly wisdom is full of envy. It's self-seeking. It extols virtues such as power, position, privilege, prestige, fame. It's earthly. You know, even some of the disciples were not immune to it. You remember one time they were arguing about themselves, who's the greatest? Hey, when you come into your kingdom, hey, I want to be on your right-hand side. Hey, I want to be on your left. They were seeking position. So don't tell me we Christians are immune from that. Are you one of those people that, you know, somebody has to mention your name? It's earthly. God sees what you've done. God sees what you're doing. If anything, if you've done something and I acknowledge you for it, praise God, the Bible says you've already received your reward. That's it. That's all you go get. He says, if anything, let God, who sees what is done in secret, reward you. Amen? Is that what you're seeking? Position, prestige,
People notice you. Seriously. It shouldn't be. It's earthly. Where do I fit in? That's stuff teenagers struggle with. You know, it's always amusing to me how, you know, teens are always talking about peer pressure, this, you know, how am I going to look if I do this or I say this or I stand out at school? You know, people are going to make fun of me. Let them make fun of you. You heard me? Let them make fun of you. 10 years from now, they're not even going to remember who you are. You are not going to even remember who they are. Hello. All those guys are overrated. Don't give them power they don't have. Oh, she's the most popular girl in school. Who cares? I could care less. Oh, he's voted the most likely guy to succeed. Really? Some of those guys that were voted the most popular guy to succeed, they're in jail today. They never amounted to anything. Oh, he's the quarterback. He's handsome. He can throw the ball. Please. It's all earthly. It's not of God. That's the nature of it. That's why you find, you know, envy and selfish ambition. But now heavenly wisdom, in verse 17, it says, is all pure, peaceable, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. That's what we ought to be striving after. Amen? The question is, who are you going to follow? That's the issue. I've said this one, I'll say it again. Praise God for GPS today. You're going somewhere, you don't have to get lost. If you know the street name or whatever, just plug it in, it will get you there. And hopefully that thing will get you back home. We're all heading towards heaven, right? This is our GPS. This is the most important GPS. Okay? It's not that one you use in your car every day. That's put that, fine. I'm glad you're using it, fine. This is the most important thing. First of all, are you using it every day? Is this what is directing your life and how you face things? You're discouraged. Is this how you're getting out of it? You know, when I study my Bible, the word encourage means to put courage into somebody. So if I am discouraged and I'm by myself, is there any way for me to get encouraged? No, because there are no people around me to put that courage into me. Amen? You know, when you're going through stuff, it helps to know that, you know, there are people out there for you and understand and encourage you. Amen? That's why the Bible says, for instance, mourn with those who mourn. It's very encouraging when you're mourning, when somebody calls you and says, you know, bro, I'm praying for you. Or send you a card and say, you know, bro, I feel your pain. Hang in there. That puts courage in me. That puts courage into you. Amen? It's tough to go through things by yourself. All those one another passages are in the Bible for a reason. Amen? Yes, we have a relationship with God, but we also have a relationship with God's children. That's the way it works. That's the way it's always worked. But the question is, what are we following? You know, sometimes, okay, I don't want anybody in here to feel like, well, Richard's talking about me. Believe me, I'm talking about a lot of y'all. All right? I pray, and the Holy Spirit tells me things, and I feel things, and I write it down, whatever. This has got nothing to do with, did somebody talk to Richard? No, please. Nobody talks to me. God talks to me. The Bible talks to me. You know, things will come up, and I'm talking to people in different situations, and I hear Christians say this sometimes. You know, I've prayed about this, and this is the answer God gave me. Let's back up. When you pray, who's doing the talking? it's you. Now, when you read your Bible, God is doing the talking. Now, if you tell me, you know what? Hey, I have studied this stuff out. And as a matter of fact, here are my notes. Here's what I've studied out. Here's the conclusion I've come to. Praise Jesus. Because that's God talking. Amen? It's not me praying. Praying is where I do the talking. And I tell God what's on my mind and what I want him to do and what I want him to change. Bible study is where God does the talking. And so we need to get in the habit of, you know what? Hey, brother, sister, how's it going? Man, I have spent the last 3 months studying this issue out or whatever. Praise Jesus. Amen? Amen. I hardly hear that. It's more people telling me, oh yeah, I prayed about this, or I'm praying about this, or I'm praying that. It's like, come on, man. When you and I pray, we are the ones do the talking. We need to allow God to do the talking. Amen? Jesus was so amazing when he was teaching in Matthew chapter 13, verse 54. They were asking, where does this man get all this wisdom? That he even does miracles. You see, wisdom comes from God. That's where Jesus got it. It was always so amazing to me. You would see him spending the entire day doing stuff and healing people and preaching and teaching. And at the end of the day, the Bible would say he would dismiss the crowd and he would think, if it was me, I'd just say, guys, later, man, don't call me for another several days. I need to chill, man. I'm taking the rest of the week off. I'm just asleep. That was not his attitude. He would go off and the Bible would say he would go pray and then come back and continue. No wonder he was so effective. That was where his strength and energy came from. It was from his relationship with God. Amen? Amen. That's worldly wisdom. So that's heavenly wisdom, I'm sorry. That's what's going to keep us going. Those who wait upon the Lord, the Bible says, will renew their strength. They will mount on wings like eagles. They will soar. They will walk and not be weary. They will run and not grow faint. Amen? Amen? You see, who are you following? Where is your power coming from? Is it earthly? Is it spiritual? Is it demonic? Or is it from God? Simple question. Only you can determine that. And you know the answer to that if you want to be really honest with yourself. But you see, we can change that this morning. Amen? Another passage I love, you can write this down, it's in Luke 2:52. Talking about Jesus, it talks about how he grew in wisdom and stature in the presence of God and of men. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature in front of God and of men. The same thing is talked about of one other person in the Bible, and that was Samuel. All the parents in here, I pray that we will pray that for our prayer, for our kids on a daily basis. That needs to be a part of your prayer life for your children. That they will grow in wisdom and in stature in front of God and in front of men. You ought to do that automatically every day. And God will answer your prayers. Amen? Proverbs 8:33 says, listen to my instruction and you will be wise. Proverbs 8:33. Proverbs 9:12. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. That's what the Bible says. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. Then I love Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He who walks with the wise grows wise. Amen? You're going to hang out with a bunch of dumb people? Good luck to you. You want to hang out with a bunch of people following earthly wisdom? All the best. You hang out, you follow people that are spiritual, who are wise. The Bible says you will grow wise. Amen? Amen. This is not rocket science, people. It's as plain on the nose of my face. Very, very simple. Amen? Amen? Again, we don't have time, but you can go study it out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning verse 19. It talks about how the wisdom of this world, that you cannot compare it to God's. All the things of this world are foolish in God's sight.
God's foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom. This is my GPS. All this stuff, you can have it. You can have it. You can take it. This is the only thing that's going to last. I have seen a lot of people shipwreck their faith, both Christians and non-Christians. My friend that just took his life, it tore me up. This guy has so much money, his kids don't have to walk a day in their lives. And yet, for what? It's not worth it. It really isn't. If we're not following this heavenly wisdom, that's what we've got to be seeking. That's what we're going to be going after. Amen? Someone is going to come up, say a closing prayer, and we're going to be dismissed. Have a happy Memorial Day tomorrow, you know, and have a great time. We'll see each other Thursday night. God bless.